We're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike D'Antilia along with the legendary Tyler. Yeah. We're here at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here.
That's $6, Mike. You up to $6.
Man, almost 10. Almost 10.
Almost 10.
That's it. 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. Got a great crowd here. They also got super, drink and food specials here.
Yes.
You can watch the games. They're all across, I think it's 18 total screens that are all across the restaurant that you can watch the games. And we're watching Alabama and Michigan at the present. And I'm sure they'll have a big crowd as LSU will play Baylor in the Texas Bowl at 2:30 this afternoon. You can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 WWL and free on the Odyssey app. We're going to go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. She covers the SEC and LSU, Tracy Coley.
Tracy,
thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Almost said this morning, but I'm all sort of mixed up with time. But, hey, I thought about you, Tracy. I'll tell you why. I'm watching this Michigan kicker hit one field goal after another. I just hope your 49ers don't pick that guy, too.
Oh, my gosh. That was I've been off moody. And hello, guys. Happy New Year. But I've been off moody since last year. So it's infuriating to watch him trot out there and keep missing. He missed 7 points, and that was, you know, one of the differences in the game. So, yeah, no more Michigan kickers for my Niners, I could tell you that.
Tracy on social media posted, you know, the object to your job is to kick the ball through the bars. Which
yes.
I thought was a great line. And for Moody, he's a little bit shaky on that particular deal. Tracy, before we get into the game itself, your thoughts on watching what has happened? Because I've said this before earlier in the show that, you know, doing sports talk, I would say 95% of the calls or texts we get is all about transfer portal and how aggressive LSU has been in the transfer portal to fix some of the needs that they have on this team, such as an edge rusher. Certainly some help at the receiving core. You're bringing in some big play guys there. Help along the offensive line. We heard Brian Kelly talk this week about, I'm not finished there yet. So he's basically telling you he's going back to the portal for offensive line. And a tight end is another area I think they'd probably like to add someone, certainly at safety. Your thoughts on how different it has changed with him. A couple years ago, he did the postseason comments about rebuilding through high school football. We're going to use the transfer portal occasionally. And I remember telling Charlie Long, my producer, he can't really believe that, can he? I mean, he's not living in this world. And it's changed dramatically
100%.
In 2 years.
Well, It actually changed the most this year. And I think case in point to who we're watching right now on TV, Michigan, Bryce Underwood was all about LSU. He loved LSU. He went to visit on his own dime. And all of a sudden, Rich Joyner's get in the way and plop, you know, from reports, $12 million on his lap. And I think that kind of process actually changed the way Brian Kelly's thinking is now we have to play that game too. We have to go after, you have to go after high school kids. And I do think they held it together pretty well, considering all the money that's been thrown at these kids. But I think the portal actually is going to be the way he's going to start leaning more. One, you have plug and play starters. You have proven guys. High school kids, they may be exceptionally talented, but you have no idea how they're going to work once they get to your program. So I think having the plug and play, and I think that is truly what changed his mind. And I do think the tackle position and safety are going to be key components to this next round of the transfer portal once it opens back up.
Tracy, in looking at this game and having watched Baylor, I didn't see him a lot early in the season, but I got to see a couple games they played later on. It's not your typical what you might think of as Dave Aranda team. And the fact that, you know, the way they can put points on the board, and that's not good news for LSU defensively because they can hit you a lot of different ways. Got a tandem at running back that have been really good. They spread the ball around a lot. But they also got a dynamic quarterback in Sawyer Robertson. That he would be the biggest concern for me in this game.
Yeah, I think you're going to have, I think Whit Weeks is going to have a big game for LSU to win. He's going to have to almost spy him. You know, he's done that a couple games, and I think the last couple games, LSU's defense really played a lot better, considering. But they were put in a lot of tough spots, too, by turnovers. So for me, it's watching, can they stop the run? They have to be able to contain the run, because Baylor will do a lot of play action to go off of that. So the linebacking core is going to have to be really good in spying him and making sure we stop the run. So for me, that's one of the biggest keys, is can we stop the run? And on the flip side for LSU, how is this patchwork O-line going to be able to handle Dave Aranda and his defensive scheme, blitzes that come their way, and also establishing the run? I think that's critical for LSU. They can't, you can't just leave Nussmeier on an island hoping he could throw his way out of this. So those are the biggest keys for the game for me. It's all about the run for both teams, stopping Baylor and their run, and then stopping and getting LSU to run the ball on our side.
I agree with you totally on that, the running part. And we're seeing a little bit of a change of it. I know you covered the 49ers, a big fan of them, and how their offense is sort of built around the running game. And then off of that, you can do play action to the receivers, if it was Deebo Samuel. Now, Ayuk went out real early in the year, and Kittle. I think we are seeing that subtle change also in college football, that you're seeing more and more teams saying, you know, we got to get physical. We got to run the football better. Either that or, you know, they're going to scheme up to stop us. I do think that change is happening in front of our very eyes today.
Yeah, I think that going back to the running back and having a balanced attack, you can't be one side heavy, and in my opinion, and win a national championship. You just can't. You have to have them. You have to have both. And, you know, that's why when Jaden Daniels played LSU, it was so amazing to watch him, because he was the running attack for LSU. He led in rushing and also throwing the ball. You have to have both, because if you don't have both, they're going to keen in on one. If you're more of a running team, they're going to load the box. If you're more of a passing team, they're going to drop eight and try to mix up coverage and potentially blitz you into making mistakes. So you have to have balance. And I think George Kittle, watching him last night, I think I hope Kelly starts to really, like he did with Mason Taylor, really establishes the tight end, because that is the quarterback's best friend. And I think you have to have a tight end like that who can run block and also get out and cause havoc when they're receiving the ball as well.
Yeah, Tracy, you know, that's absolutely phenomenal what you just said. One of the biggest things that I'm looking forward to today is, and Mike and I talked about this a little bit, you know, previously, but the younger guys coming in that's going to have an opportunity to play. I think it's really more for LSU than it is for Baylor. Baylor's going to come in, and they want to cap the season off, right? They want to win this game. They want to go out, especially with Coach Dave Aranda being an ex-coach at LSU. They're coming with all their firepower, and that's it. LSU, we're going to be kind of limping into this game, you know, not having certain guys playing that we would normally have that would give us 100%. And so it's going to be interesting to see the younger guys that's going to be playing. Give us a little bit of your take on those younger guys that you think may see coming in.
Because, Tracy, I think one of it is the big men.
That's right.
We still get, you got to win up front. And that's, to me, the big question mark today. Can they protect Garrett Nussmeier, one? And secondly, can they be physical in the run blocking areas? Because now you got three guys that aren't there anymore, Miles is moving from guard to tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest challenge for LSU today, is how they're going to be a cohesive unit and make sure that they protect Nussmeier enough for him to do what is needed and establish the run. My goodness, I don't know how many times we talked this year about LSU not being able to establish the run against good opponents. The good news for LSU on that side is Baylor is out two guys on defense who opted out. So that is something that they could try to exploit. And when you're scheming up, who can you attack? But I think the O-line has to has to come together as a team to make sure you get that pass protection. And we got to open up lanes. Like, we have a dynamic running back in Durham. Open up the lanes and let that guy go. Let him loose. I do think LSU has more athletes, even though Baylor is a very good team and they have a lot of athletes on offense. I do think playing in the SEC does have its level. You beat each other up a little bit, but it is against the best talent. So I do feel their freshmen or sophomores, the young guys who are going to come in and play, have a lot to play for. And guys like Whit Weeks have a lot of pride. Now, he's now like the leader of the defense. He's that energizer bunny that's got to get people going. So, and then on the wide receiver side, they got to catch the ball. You got to make big plays. So for me, that's one of the biggest things. And I don't know if y'all are watching this game, but I've never seen so much ball going crazy ever in my life in this football game.
Yeah, we're watching Alabama and Michigan here, and well, early on, Alabama turning the football over all over the place. And I just felt in this game, Michigan felt this game was more important for them. Because Alabama, I think, still got a little bit of a hangover that we didn't make it into the Final 12. Right. And that's debate
sulking.
Both sides.
They're sulking.
Exactly. of not being happy with it. We talked about this in the first hour, but Harold Perkins coming back. Herb and I have our feelings toward it because of the fact he's such a great athlete. Here's my question is that where do you play him? Because I really think his best spot would be sort of a hybrid, a strong safety outside linebacker. Mm-hmm. We see his ability to rush the quarterback, and I really think he's gotten to be pretty good dropping back in coverage. Now, I didn't know that until they kind of experimented with it, and we saw him. He was very smooth to hit it in reverse. You can't play him up front because he's going to get bounced around physically, and he's never going to be a guy that second number is going to be a three. He's always going to be a 2-2-something guy. Your thoughts? Because I do think with Blake, he's going to have to find the right spot for Harold Perkins to utilize his skills as a pass rusher and also be able to help out in the coverage part of the game.
I agree. Exactly what you just said. When he was a freshman, he was causing havoc with quarterbacks. And I think what they tried to morph him into, he's just not. And obviously, you know, him coming back, he wants to learn more, do better, and add to any draft stock that he could get. So for me, I agree wholeheartedly. Maybe not use him on every down. Use him in pass rushing situations, and like you said, in coverage. If it's third and long, just making sure he's in the right spot, because there were times when he would play where it would just seem like he was just lost. You would watch him on film and he would just get lost in the play. So I think utilizing him like LSU did when he was a freshman and letting him just go like a heat-seeking missile and find the quarterback is one of the things that it's going to be a challenge because the defense did get better this year. So for me, it's all about finding the right fit, right plays, and making sure that we give him the most athletic spots where he could just show off and give LSU what they need, which is going to be getting turnovers and getting off the field on third down.
So this is more of a statement than it is a question. In my Friday morning's 8:30 meeting with Blake Baker and Brian Kelly, what I'm going to tell them this week is, look, guys, let's not overthink this with Harold Perkins. Just put him out there and let him go run and go get somebody. That's all you got to do.
Because you know
exactly
why?
Right. Take the dog off his leash, kind of thing. Let him just go get him. I mean, he is terrifying. He is terrifying. If you're a quarterback
right.
and you see that dude, you're
yes.
already thinking in your head, and you could affect
yes.
the play before it even happens. So
Tracy,
for me, you got
think
it.
Part of it.
That fear is what
I
they
think,
need.
I think part of it is there's still a hangover from the Texas A&M game as a freshman. When they ran the ball at him, and they were like, okay, we got to use him a different way. You know what? That was one game. I think they've overthought this
100%.
Way too much
look,
based
guys,
off of that one game.
So don't forget my meeting 8:30 Friday morning, Coach Kelly and Blake Baker. I got this. I got
write
this.
Write it down, okay? For him and slide him a little note. So this is what LSU fans want to see.
There you go.
Tracy, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate your time and insights.
Yes, ma'am.
And happy New Year to you.
Yes.
Happy New Year, guys, and go Tigers.
Yeah, right. That was Tracy Coley, covers the SEC and LSU, does a great job. You can get her on social media. Always opinionated, and she's most of the time correct. We'll be back to finish it off here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.